Hello, my name is Crystalyn. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a COVID testing site near you?
No, say again.
Are you calling to find a COVID testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I just have a question. Is there a vaccine here in Alabama that
I'm sorry?
I can morally... Is there a vaccine for COVID that I can morally accept that is not developed by using aborted baby cells?
I wouldn't have that information, sir. But what you can do is you can sign up for the vaccine and then...
No, I cannot sign up for the vaccine until I know if it's... I will not take the vaccine if it
is... Okay, you have to let me finish explaining. So
okay.
If you sign up for the vaccine, the local county health department will reach out to you, and then once they reach out to you, you can gather that information and either decline or accept.
I have tried that. I'm 72 years old, and no one has answers for me.
Okay, I wouldn't know that much information, sir. I don't know what all contains. What's all inside of the vaccine, or
no,
even
not,
what
not the vaccine? The way it's not the vaccine. The vaccines do not have aborted fetal cells, but most of them, Moderna, and the gosh, I can't call the other two right now. They were developed using aborted fetal cells, but they do not contain aborted fetal cells. But in the development process, they use aborted fetal cells to get to the end product.
Okay. I'm not sure about that, sir. I can give you a nurse's phone number, and she may be able to give you more information on that. But they're only available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. You know, you for your own personal information, you might want to dig into that. I don't know how you feel about abortion, but anything that is medically produced from aborted babies, you know, I can't accept.
Okay, I understand. But if you want more information about that, I can give you a nurse's phone number, and you can contact her between Monday and Friday, between 8
okay.
a.m. and 5 p.m.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm out back listening to talk radio, and I don't have a pen accessible, so I may call you back Monday.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, you have a blessed weekend.
And I hope we have been able to help. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.